Incidentally, would you speak of a woman's leg or a woman's
lower limb?
Lower limb, upper leg. That's an interesting change, isn't it?
Yes.
If a boy got down head first and rolled over, he was turning.
Somerset.
Somerset. Mm-hmm. Then to continue, when you got a little bit older, would you explain how girls and boys would meet, and how the boy would indicate that he was interested in the girl, and where he would take her, and things like that?
No, I don't remember much about how that did come off.
Would you meet mostly at church, do you think?
Yeah, at church or some school activities or... Or even just a bunch get together.
Mm-hmm. If a boy and a girl went together, a good deal, they'd say that he was what? He was courting her? Or,
yes.
Uh-huh.
Sparking her.
Sparking her. And what would they call kissing? Was that if they got together? Say, behind the school or someplace, and you gave her a kiss.
I don't remember what we called that.
A bus or a kiss or a smooch or.
The smooch, I believe.
Smooch sounds about right. He would be known as her beau or her boyfriend.
Her beau, more than likely, yes.
And she would be his
sweetheart or sugar babe.
Sugar babe. would you go to dances very much?
I never did. Very little. They had a few dances around, but not much right in our community.
So mostly square dances?
Yes, square dances.
Mm-hmm. What would you call it when the boy beat time with his foot?
Just patting his foot.
Just patting, uh-huh. Would you ever ask a girl if you could carry her home? Or?
Yeah, you might do that.
That would indicate that you
wanted to escort her home.
Had some interest in her.
Yeah.
Suppose you proposed and she said no. What was that known as? She
just refused would be all I'd know.
Would she jilt him, or would people say, I hear they were going together, but I hear that she...
They busted up.
Busted up. And if they didn't, if they continued to go together until they decided to get married, what were some of the words, joking words you might use?
You're gonna get hitched up.
Hitched up. And anything else?
If they decided to break up, then they'd split their blanket.
Split the blanket. I see. How about the wedding itself? What would you call people who stood up with them?
I don't remember. I don't remember anybody standing up with him when I was a kid like that.
Some interesting words there. Sometimes in some areas they're called a waiter.
Yeah.
Or the groomsman. Did you ever hear those used?
Not then. Uh-uh.
Not then. But since then?
Oh, yes. I've heard of him quite often since then. The best man or the bridesmaid and best man, mm-hmm. So on.
But never a groomsman or a waiter?
Never heard him called a waiter here. Uh-uh. Uh-huh. Never have.
And a celebration after the wedding, or where all kinds of jokes would be played
that
on?
That was chivalry.
Chivalry. was that a pretty noisy celebration?
Oh, man, yeah. They'd bring old cowbells and tin pans and anything else that'd make a noise, and then scream at the top of their voices.
Did they play jokes?
Yes.
They would.
They chivalried my wife and me They got us out of bed. We got out when we heard them. And it's kind of funny, we went on outside and two or three of the girls was going into our room and put some salt and pepper in her bed. Well, Dad got up in his old night clothes and was going to go help them. They saw him coming, they thought he was fixing to raise sand with them, so they run. They didn't get to fix her bed.
I see. He scared off.
But. Yeah, he got a big kick out of that. He said, well, I was going to go help him.
Would the boys play a joke on you then?